USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yesterday's midterm elections giving Democrats control of the U.S. House once again. However, they fell short of their hope of regaining control of the U.S. Senate. With a look at the Republican victories that kept that from happening, here's Senator Lindsey Graham.
The reason we won is I think Kavanaugh united our party. The caravan was a front to our sovereignty. The economy was good, and President Trump worked his butt off to get out the Republican base vote. This is a good night for Republicans in the Senate.
He spoke on Fox News. Among the history-making firsts in the results from the midterms, the election of two Native American congresswomen, both Democrats, one from Kansas, the other from New Mexico, and the first Muslim congresswomen elected in Minnesota and Michigan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
More now on the midterm elections. Democrats not achieving everything they were hoping to, but they do have some victories to brag about. Ohio Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown did retain his seat, beating his opponent, Republican Jim Renacci. Sherrod Brown telling his supporters last evening,
You all showed the country that progressives can win and win decisively in the heartland.
Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence's brother is on his way to Washington as Greg Pence won Indiana's 6th Congressional District seat, the House seat that Mike Pence won 18 years ago to launch his political career. More women heading to Congress than ever before, as the results seem to indicate that women are on track to exceed the previous record of 107 women in Congress. By the way, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Former Vice President Joe Biden seriously considering running for president in 2020. After he cast his ballot for the midterms in Delaware this morning, Biden was peppered with questions about a potential run and said he has to make a decision about what he's going to do, and he will do so after the first of the year. He then added, it's, quote, going to be a family decision. Biden's voice very hoarse after a nonstop campaigning over the past few days on behalf of Democrats, a hectic schedule that led many to believe he's seriously considering a run of his own. The FBI is searching for a suspect who took a North Carolina girl from outside of her home. Officials say 13-year-old Hanya Aguilar was last seen near the Rosewood Mobile Home Park in Lumberton at about 7 a.m. yesterday as she was waiting for her family to arrive. The North Carolina Highway Patrol canvassing the area, witnesses telling police they saw a man with a yellow bandana covering his face force her into a nearby vehicle. There's a reward out of $15,000 for help in finding her. And Papa John's sales are plunging after the racist slur controversy surrounding their founder. The pizza chain has seen a 16% drop in sales, amounting to a loss of $68 million in 3 months. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.